Hello everyone, welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're with Queen Raisin from the Crew Coach and the co-founder of Motion Community, Brad. Hi Brad, how are you?
I'm good, Corinne, how are you?
I'm well, thanks. So today I'm really excited to have a chat to you. The reason being is I've got to know you over the past several months, especially in the leadership course that you did. And I'm particularly interested in men and leadership. And perhaps a good place to start is I would love to hear your definition of leadership. What does leadership mean to you?
Gosh, that's a loaded question. it means a lot, like both finding leaders, following leaders, being a leader, they all mean different things. So, you know, a definition of a good leader is somebody who can listen, take everybody's experiences into account, and then kind of listen to what they have to say, take their own experiences into account, and then lead using that. But then also, understanding what a good leader is, understanding, like, we all have role models growing up. And I think through this course, knowing what I know now, there were a lot of people that I thought were leaders back in the day that maybe weren't the greatest leaders, but they were role models. I didn't have anything else to kind of benchmark them against. So, I think that's a really tough question to answer. I'm sorry.
No. Well, I think it's very complex, actually, leadership. And that's why it's a tough question to answer, because it's an intricate tapestry of soft skills. That's how I would describe
for sure.
It.
Thinking through like the course and, you know, all the various modules we went through, it is so complex. Being a good leader is incredibly hard, and it's something that you have to work on every day, and even the best leaders are still working on it. You know, we saw through so many different videos of, you know, the top performers in the world, and they constantly honing their skills of leadership. It's a very, very complex word.
And I think us actually reflecting on this the other day, and leadership is obviously a journey, it's ongoing. So to expect that you're going to be a phenomenal leader after a 3-month course, I think you're very ignorant if you do think that, because it's about self-growth and self-development. And a key component of the course module is an ability to learn how to receive and deliver feedback. If you can't do that, you won't grow. And it's so important to be open-minded and curious and not to personalize things, because it's your opportunity for your evolution.
Sure. Well, and I also think, it's one thing knowing what leadership is, but another thing putting it into practice. I think we're all have a fairly good understanding of what a good leader is, but actually putting some of the, you know, like whatever we've learned through this course, like actually putting it into practice every day. I think that's where the real challenge comes in, because you can read a million definitions of what a good leader is and how they're supposed to act, but it's challenging to implement these tiny nuances every day.
Yeah, for sure. So when you were looking to do a course on leadership, I'm not too sure if you're looking for a course specifically, but can you describe some of your perhaps frustrations or desires to improve as a leader that encouraged you to start searching?
Sure. So I wasn't searching for this course. It kind of found me in an interesting time in my life. So I was juggling starting a business. I was like a very new father. I think my daughter must have been 4 months old at the time. So I was going through a lot, like it was just a whirlwind. And I don't know, I saw one of your newsletters or something, and I was like, basically your description was like, this is exactly what I need right now. Like I have people in the business that are depending on me. I've never started a business before, but I was the leader, obviously. I've been in other leadership roles, but not, you know, where everybody's relying on me. And then I have this 4-month-old baby girl who can't speak. She knows what she wants. I have no idea. So I'm trying to be a good father. I have a wife that I need to, you know, so like the timing was perfect when I came across your course, because like, I don't know, I had everything was being thrown at me from every direction, and I needed to take control and, you know, be that leader for all these people, and I had no idea what the hell I was doing.
Okay, wow. There was a lot going on in your life there, and it sounds like you had to juggle a lot. And I think that is quite relevant with regards to leadership, especially in the yachting industry, when you're living and working with people and you've got to, you know, really handle different types of stresses as well as different types of personalities. You are very much involved in the yachting industry with Motion Community. What are your observations with regards to how could the industry benefit from doing a leadership course, and how would you recognize whether you should do a leadership course? Because, you know, you do a lot of training and hard skills to climb up the ranks, but it's only more recently where we're starting to focus on the soft skills and developing and harnessing particular attributes relating to emotional intelligence.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously the industry needs this. I think the whole world needs it, to be honest with you. But I think people need to understand. So the yachting industry is it's international. People coming from diverse backgrounds, cultures. I think that we are very quick to judge or to think that our way is the right way and not actually understand people's backgrounds and why they may be doing something differently. One of the key lessons that stand out to me is that, do you remember the princess story where she escapes? And so without going into detail, the thing that like really stood out to me was we all blamed different people on who was wrong and who. It was interesting in hearing everybody's rationalization of why people were wrong. And it's all because that's based on our backgrounds. So we were all like picking who the bad person in the story was based on our own experiences. And in yachting and in life in general, that's we seeing the world through our own eyes and our own experiences. And I think through your course, what I learned was like, and I've always known this, like they always say walk a mile in somebody else's shoes. But like when you actually start to understand why people think the way they think, you rather than saying, this is the way you do things because this is the way I did it and I know I'm right. It's like, okay, why is this person doing it this way? And like, how can I guide them and give them my experience, take their experience into account and then show them the way that way, if that makes sense. Like, you know, with yachting, like it's hectic, long hours, people from different cultures, different backgrounds, etc. You hire people without actually knowing who they are. You're just thrown in and tensions it becomes very tense very quickly in certain situations, and good leaders know how to lower those tensions and make sure that everybody gets along, bring out the best in people in the worst of times. And I think, you know, that's what your course really highlights, is how to do that, how to bring out the best of people in the worst times.
Yeah, fascinating. So then, with this learning, how have you applied it in your personal life? Like, how have you handled things differently, or how have you seen things differently? How have you communicated differently?
So in my personal life, just raising my daughter, like my wife and I were raised very differently. I'm South African, she's American. Our parents, you know, very different way of bringing up kids. So we have to now figure out what's the best way to raise Amazon. So I obviously, growing up in a certain way, I think that there are certain ways that she should be raised. And we are not butting heads, but we're both trying to figure this out and pick what the best ways of each upbringing was, and then how do we move forward with that? Mm. So it's like, so, and Alex, my wife, will do something and I'll be like, why did you do it that way? Like, you know, for example, if she holds a knife and fork the other way, it's not wrong, but I was brought up in a way where, so like, I have to understand her, where she's coming from at all times. And like some things where I'm like, well, that, why would you do that? It's because that's the way she was brought up.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm answering your questions, but like, because it's hard It's a good question, and I should reflect on this more, where like, you know, how am I applying these things and am I? Because like, this is, as you said, like, this is an ongoing journey with leadership. Like, I should be reflecting, going, hey, am I applying these principles? Is it not just like, you know, I read a ton of books, and I read them, and I don't actually implement the tactics or whatever. You know, I'm always on to the next one. And I think that one of the things, and this is also part of the leadership, I guess, is like reflecting and going, hey, like taking that 30 minutes every week or so and just going, am I sticking to the course? Am I doing, you know, I've completed the course, but am I actually applying these principles in my daily life? And I don't know, you kind of pointed out that maybe it's time that I do revisit it and make sure that I am doing what I said I was going to do when I left the course.
Yeah, and what's so interesting and a big part of the course and what you're highlighting there is our group coaching sessions and the process work, because that's your reflection time.
Yeah,
and just exactly. To hear from other people's experiences is so, so powerful. Sometimes I get a few students who are interested in the course and they're like, 3 months? Do you have a shorter course? So you really need to ask yourself, well, are you just wanting the certificate, a piece of paper, or do you actually want to learn and grow and become a competent leader? Because it's not a tick and flick.
Yeah, and those coaching sessions, that was my reaction too, was like, geez, twice a week. But you know, it's a lot, but it helps you put everything into practice. And I've noticed a few like people who write books these days, they offer courses afterwards where you can join these masterminds and you can do it, you know, like these business groups where you can complete the activities together. And it's like, when you are doing it with other people who are, you're all holding each other accountable, it's really powerful. Like sitting in with the students that, you know, the cohort that I was in, like hearing their stories, hearing their challenges, helping them through their challenges, like, cause, you know, it's very interactive, as you know. So like them helping me through some of my challenges, sharing their perspectives, things that I hadn't thought about. And, you know, like it's huge. I think that just going through the modules, doing the assignments, that's a quarter of it. But those weekly sessions were like, that's where you really drill down and you go, okay, like, am I putting in this into practice? And yeah, I've done a lot of these types of courses, not yachting related, but just, you know, business related. And I didn't find as much value in those other ones, because I kind of half-assed it. I skipped over some of the assignments that I didn't think were relevant to me. But it's because no one was holding me accountable, and I wasn't going into a group session going, I skipped this because this wasn't relevant to me. I did every activity, and the things, even in your course that I thought maybe weren't relevant to me, I found out actually they were.
Yeah.
There's a method behind your madness.
Incredible. And I know that, I think you found the values module quite interesting, because obviously you're involved in hiring a team and you were thinking about, you know, what is your hiring strategy? Like, do you need to ask about their values? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you ask anybody, you know, do you have values? Everyone will say yes. And when you ask, well, what are your values? It's a difficult question, kind of like, what is a leader? It's everybody's going to have different answers. And it's so important to have your values aligned with anybody that you're going to be working with on a day-to-day basis. Because, you know, in terms of hiring, and it's really important, because there are certain things that I value very highly. And if those values don't align, I'm constantly frustrated. Like, it puts me in a terrible position, because if like work is not completed the way I would think it should be completed, like I find myself being distracted, not being able to do what is needed of me, because I'm so worried about whether somebody else is doing something the way I want them to do it, and I can't actually like move on and get on with my stuff. Because so like, knowing the person's values up front, knowing who that person is, what they believe in, what they care about before hiring is so important, because if you find out after you've made the hire, well, then you've just got to start at square one again.
Yeah, so. 100%. So just wrapping up, I'm curious to know, from your experience and your observation, what makes an ineffective leader, and perhaps if we focus within our industry, what sort of behaviors would you notice to highlight that, oh, maybe this person is struggling with their leadership skills?
Somebody who is very stuck in their ways, not open to hearing any suggestions from anybody, whether that's, you know, somebody on the same level as them, somebody at a higher level, or even at a lower level. Somebody who is not willing to listen to others, to take others' perspectives into account before making a decision. I understand that you can't always do that, but there is a time and a place where, if it's a team decision, hearing everybody on the team, regardless of rank. I get it. Not every decision can be made that way, but sometimes decisions that affect everybody do need to be made that way. And it's great to just take everybody's perspectives into account. So I think somebody who's very stuck in the way, somebody who doesn't want to listen to anybody, who's always right and is not willing to have a conversation, I think that's a clear sign of bad leadership. Because leaders are always trying to better themselves. They're always trying to be that better person. And it takes a lot to have somebody who is, to take feedback from anybody is incredibly challenging, especially if it's feedback you don't want to hear. It's very easy to like dismiss any negative feedback, even though it's not negative. It's something that you should use to grow and to better yourself. But anybody who's not interested in getting feedback or even giving feedback, like that's a sign of a not so great leader that should probably take this course.
Well, thank you so much, Brad, for your time. And I'm sure our listeners having this opportunity to get to know you as a person and your values, if they would like to, I know that perhaps you're not at the forefront of Motion Community on social media. Mm-hmm. Perhaps you can, I don't know if you want to just describe your role at Motion Community, but yeah, I was just thinking if people wanted to get in touch with you and ask questions, whether you were open to it.
Yeah, I mean, if you search all the social medias, you'll find Motion, and then through that, you'll find our platform. We have our own private social network for the Yarding community. It's very professional orientated. You can find us there, find other like-minded people.
And that, I think that is so, so important, like-minded people, and having a platform where you don't get berated or shamed, and just continuing these leadership discussions in a safe space, which I think is what Motion Community does, is so vital.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. It's fun to see people interacting and hearing the feedback. And, you know, we're still new. We're still trying to figure this out ourselves. We built something that we wanted when I was a crew member, my brother and co-founder, he's still a captain. But yeah, we are trying to create a community of professionals who are actually taking yachting seriously, see this as a long-term career, and want to make the most out of their professional time in the industry. So
beautiful. Very excited. Well, thank you so much, Brad, for your time. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thanks, Green.